Thank you, Nadine. One of the most disturbing trends we've witnessed over the last 5 years is the dramatic expansion in the government's surveillance authority. The National Security Agency has been engaged in warrantless wiretapping inside the U.S. The Pentagon has been engaged in monitoring the activities of anti-war protesters and peaceful religious groups. And last year, the FBI obtained more than 2,000 wiretap orders from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. That was more wiretap orders than were issued by all other federal and state courts combined. Over the last 2 years, the FBI has also issued more than 140,000 national security letters. Most Americans have never heard of national security letters, NSLs. But these letters represent a significant threat to Americans' constitutional rights. With NSLs, the FBI can find out which websites a person has visited, which books she has borrowed from the library, where she's traveled, and to whom she's been sending emails. The FBI doesn't need to have any reason to believe that the target of their investigation has done anything wrong. If the FBI believes that the records it's seeking are relevant, that's enough. And the government, as Nadine said, can gather all of this information in complete secrecy, because those who are served with national security letters are prohibited by law from telling anyone else that the government has approached them. Tonight, we're honoring five people who received and resisted national security letters. Our first three honorees, Barbara Bailey, Peter Chase, and Janet Nocek, are board members of Library Connection, a consortium of Connecticut libraries. All three of them are also librarians. Barbara Bailey is the director of the Wells Turner Memorial Library in Glastonbury, Connecticut. Peter Chase is director of the Public Library in Plainville, Connecticut. And Janet Nocek is director of the Public Library in Portland, Connecticut. Our fourth honoree, George Christian, is Library Connection's executive director, and he's held that position since 2003. Their story, I think, is now widely known. In 2005, the FBI sent Library Connection a national security letter demanding that it turn over sensitive information about its patrons, including information about its patrons' internet activities. The leaders of Library Connection noticed that the letter had not been reviewed by a judge, and they believed that the information the FBI was requesting or demanding was protected both by a Connecticut statute and by the First Amendment. Rather than comply with a demand that they believed to be illegal, they called the ACLU and challenged the demand in court. They also challenged the constitutionality of the FBI gag order, a gag order that read literally prohibited them even from talking to the ACLU. And in September of 2005, Judge Janet Hall ruled that the gag order violated the First Amendment, and a few months later, the FBI abandoned the national security letter altogether. If you get a chance to talk to our honorees after this event, and I recommend that you do so, you will find them to be humble and earnest and self-deprecating. But what they did was truly extraordinary. As Nadine noted, the administration was successful, at least for a time, in scaring its critics into silence. Attorney General Ashcroft even suggested that those who disagreed with the administration were aiding the enemy. So those who spoke out, especially those who spoke out despite an FBI gag order, displayed real courage, rare courage. I know I speak on behalf of the entire legal team when I say that it's been a privilege to represent them. And it's a real honor tonight to present the first four of our medals to Barbara Bailey, Peter Chase, George Christian, and Janet Nocek.